my friend, our youth pastor, live at the Faith Center, Integrity Recorded Artist, Jonathan Nelson, featuring Purpose.
Lord, everyone. I'm Minister Charlene, and welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard. We are live and we are on the air, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My God, I'm so excited to be bringing this message tonight. I want to welcome you all here. I pray the message will be a blessing to each and every one of us as we gather around the Word of God to hear and glean the substance that is packed within its pages. Tonight's topic is the treading of Satan under our feet. The treading of Satan under our feet. Pray that God will be with us, shining his light throughout the message, that we won't leave this program the same way we were before we dialed in. Amen? Let's go into prayer. Father, thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, to bring this message to the people of God tonight. I pray, oh God, as you're bringing this year to a close, God, that we'll be able to grasp what you want to pour into our hearts, into our spirits, into our minds, from your heart, from your will, from your mind, oh God, to keep us alert and awake, oh God, to not be ignorant of the devil's devices. In the name of Jesus, amen. It is a guess that many of you that read your Bibles frequently can just about gather some truths of where this message is going. And amen is the correct response, because we must not ever be passive, naive, or gullible to think for even one moment that humanity doesn't have an enemy. God's word does not deny that there is an enemy to mankind. It actually speaks about it throughout the word of God. To name a few, sin, the flesh, the carnal mind, following our own will, the world, walking in darkness, living an ungodly lifestyle, rebellion, disobedience, and we can continue to write the list. That's right. You've guessed correctly. There is that one who was once an archangel in heaven, in the presence of God, called Lucifer, known by many as the devil, the father of lies, the tempter, the accuser of the brethren, a deceiver, an angel of light, and mentioned in God's word as Satan. He is our enemy. He is an adversary, and also known as the dragon and an old serpent. Before we go leaping and jumping into the word of God tonight, together a few reasons why we must know where Satan truly belongs, it is important to bring clarity that, no, tonight's message has no intent to make light of the seriousness of why this title is called The Treading of Satan Under Our Feet. Hallelujah. This message is not meant to make a mockery of Satan as if to say we are going to get him. It's not an intention to make light of the motive of the message. God has already judged Satan and sentenced him and doomed him to the lake of fire and brimstone. That being said, now let's unpack the reasons Satan's agenda is so crafty yet subtle and wrapped up in intense jealousy and envy for the souls, minds, bodies, and lives of humanity. Then you'll know why we must tread Satan's thoughts, his mind, his agendas, his motives, and intentions under our feet. Let's go to the word right now. The Bible tells us in Ezekiel chapter 28, 13 through 19. Travel with me, if you will. God is speaking and saying, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tablets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. From the holy mountain of God, thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thy iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. Verse 19, all they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. Hallelujah. Let's give God a praise. Hallelujah. God has judged and doomed the enemy of our souls. God has declared and decreed him damned, doomed, and defeated. The Bible tells us in St. John 10:19, Jesus speaking, Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Psalm 91:13 says, thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Are you praying with me on tonight? Psalm 91:3 says, surely he shall deliver thee, talking about God, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. I want to let you know that like a bird, if someone was trying to catch a bird in a net, they would try to hide the trap, because the motive would be to capture the bird. I want to tell you that we must recognize who the enemy is. The devil is evil, wicked, cruel, devious, and hateful. The devil doesn't care 1% about the souls of humanity. The devil doesn't have 1 ounce of the love of God within him. The devil goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. What does Satan want to do to the human souls and why? He wants to mislead, detour, deceive, entrap, put strongholds upon, connect soul ties to. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to destroy our hope, faith, trust in God who created us. He wants to distract and cause to backslide, to rock us to sleep in hopes that we'll become so tired to actually recognize he's the one plotting our demise and destruction. He wants to cause chaos, disturbances, all sorts of dysfunctions mentally, emotionally, and relationally in society. Satan wants to cause confusion and disharmony, disagreements and hot arguments, disruptive debates and conflicts, heated arguments full of strife, disrespect without love, sympathy, compassion, or concern. He doesn't want us to walk with peace or kindness. Who is Satan? He was once an archangel that abode in heaven with all of God's angels. He is known as Lucifer, the devil, the father of lies, tempter, accuser of the brethren, deceiver, enemy, adversary, dragon, old serpent, liar, thief, murderer, destroyer, a foe. He is already judged. And he is known as the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. St. John 10:18 tells us that Jesus saw Satan fall. It says, he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Hallelujah. And I began to think about that because, you know, Jesus is God manifest in the flesh. So, of course, he can say, I saw Satan fall like lightning out of heaven because he kicked him out. Oh, come on. Let's give God some glory. He kicked him out of heaven. The Bible tells us Satan is also known as Lucifer. His name means morning star. Hallelujah. He was an archangel who was expelled from heaven. Hallelujah. Also known as a fallen angel. John 8:44 tells us what Jesus was speaking to the Pharisees. They were all asking him questions and doubted his ministry. He told them, he said, you are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Who is Satan? He is a father of lies. Satan is known as the tempter. We know when we read the word in Matthew 4, when he tried to tempt Jesus to make a stone turn into bread and to fall off the tabernacle and to worship him. He was trying to tempt Jesus. The Bible tells us in Revelation 9:10 that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. It says, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. Our enemy accuses us before God day and night. Yes, we realize that we were born in sin, we were shaped in iniquity, and that there is none righteous, no, not one. That our righteousness is as filthy rags. Even on our best day, our righteousness is still as filthy rags. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in Revelation 12:9, that Satan is also called a great dragon. It says, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Genesis 3:14 tells us, so the Lord God said to the serpent, because thou hast done this, he deceived Eve and Adam, he deceived them. He said, cursed are you above all life, all wild animals. You will eat dust all the days of your life. Satan is known as the serpent. Hallelujah. Genesis 3:15 tells us, and I will put enmity, God speaking, between you and the woman and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head and you will strike his heel. The enemy wants to cause us to stumble. He wants to cause us to have mishaps and backslide and you know, be so distant from God that we don't actually realize God is our help to go to God. Hallelujah. St. John 10:17 says, and the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. The devil, Satan, and his demons are subject to us through the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that Satan is a thief. St. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not before to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Why? I'm giving you these scriptures because they are describing who Satan is. Revelation 9:11 says, and they overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Is there anybody out there that's dying to themselves, that you will not love your life to the death of, what I'm saying, death of yourselves, your will, your way, your sins? My God, the things of the world that attract you, that lure you. My God, you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, might, and strength. No matter what the devil tries to bring your way, you're dying out to self. You're dying out to those things. And I begin to think about how, you know, God created us from the dust of the ground. And the Bible says there's a devil, he is going to be on his belly, and he will eat dust all the days of his life. There's a spin with that. God created us, and he breathed in us the breath of life. So the devil knows that we were created from the dirt. Oh, God, I thank you, Jesus. So we have sin in us. We have things in us that, my God, from the rebellion, that the enemy, he plays on that. He plays on the fact that in our nature is rebellion. Even though he was the culprit behind seduction and deceiving, he knows that that's in our nature. So he plays on that. So the more we die out to ourselves, he has nothing left to play with and my God, lure with. Because the more we repent and confess our sins and allow God to come in and minister to us and deal with us in our shortcomings and in our faults and our habits, then the devil loses his grip and his grasp, my God, to try to gain territory to deceive our souls, my God, to be lost. Hallelujah. The devil has motives, and I wanted to bring a few definitions that describe him and the shenanigans attached to them. The devil likes to beguile. He likes to attract and enchant and entrance. He likes to win over and woo and captivate and bewitch. He likes to spellbind and dazzle and hypnotize and mesmerize, seduce. The devil likes to beguile, to charm and enchant someone in a deceptive way. You would not even know that it was something being deceptive because it's a probably a familiar face of a friend or loved one, God have mercy. But in the interworkings of the of cunning and craftiness of Satan, these are the things that he tries to do subtly and craftily as our enemy. He likes to try to persuade, to cause us to do something through reasoning or even an argument. He wants to prevail over on us. He wants to coax us, convince us, to get us to do something that we know is against God or that we don't even realize is opening a door that we should not want to be opened. Hallelujah. He wants to induce us. He wants to win over us. He wants to coerce us and influence and sway us, into his traps and to his strongholds and to his agenda. He wants to entice us and tempt us and lure us and lead us, move us, and incline us, my God, to make wrong decisions. The devil is subtle. He wants to make us unaware of his clever indirect methods to achieve something, to destroy us. He tries to, his subtleness is difficult and is very hard to understand sometimes and perceive. He is an enemy. He is opposed. He opposes us. He's hostile against us. An enemy is a person who is actively opposed and hostile. The devil is an enemy. He is an opponent, an adversary, a foe, an arch enemy, a rival, an antagonist, a combatant, a challenger, a competitor, and an opposer. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you that I'll be one of the first ones to tell you, I don't like talking about Satan, but we must know who our enemy is. The Bible tells us, hallelujah, that in 2 Corinthians 2:11, it says, lest Satan should get an advantage over us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Sometimes I can say, you know, if you were ignorant, you're getting some information to know you don't have to be ignorant. You don't have to be passive. You don't have to put things off and say, oh, you know, it's just like taking lightly things that are really interact with an agenda, with a stronghold to take you down. Hallelujah. James 1:13-15 says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do you see the agenda of the enemy? He will want you to think that God is tempting you. Well, God allowed it. Or you know, the devil will have something set before you. And you will think, oh, well, it must be God because God didn't stop it from occurring. God didn't stop the temptation from happening. No, God does not tempt. Hallelujah. Glory. I want to take a pause from that describing the fall, share with you some things that was on my heart also. The church has been asleep. The church has allowed the spirit of the world to creep in, to dull our senses to the wiles of the devil. We realize that God has judged Satan once and for all. We must be careful what captures our attention. The enemy will never love you. He is the one who is an enemy. The enemy creeps and is bold, and sometimes he is sneaky and directly offensive. We must not disregard what God's word is saying about false prophets, false pastors, false evangelists, false apostles, false teachers, false ministers, and false servants. We must be very careful of what the deception is of the enemy. Hallelujah. We must recognize the source from where bad advice is coming from, wrong counsel and evil suggestions and crafty invites, where they're coming from. Hallelujah. We must be careful to watch and to pray. We must not be passive or procrastinate in prayer or take lightly the importance that our soul is precious to God, that God created us to live forever. We must always be reminded that sin separates from God and to be aware and avoid self-righteousness. Hallelujah. I just have so much I wanted to put out here today because I know that the encouraging word is that God has judged our enemy. I said, God has judged our enemy. To tread upon him, to say that we are treading Satan under our feet, we are walking on the things that are not, that God said, every step to the sole of your foot, tread upon, I'll give it to you. That we don't have to allow the thing the devil's trying to bring to us to just allow it to happen, to be passive with it. Oh, no, but we can walk on, and when I say walk on, walk over and step over and stride over and watch our pace and keep going forward over, is we don't have to accept walking in confusion. Come on, somebody. We don't have to accept walking in naivety. Hallelujah. But whatever the devil has set to try to throw traps at us to get us caught up and tread upon it, you can walk upon it. You can step upon it. You can put your foot on it. You can stop it and say, I don't receive that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The devil is an accuser. He is a thief. He wants to steal. He is a destroyer. Hallelujah. He disguises himself. He is a deceiver. He is an adversary. He is judged. He is doomed. Hallelujah. Psalm 91:3 says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise and pestilence. God wants to surely deliver us from the things that have oppressed us, that came directly from the heart and mind and intention of Satan. Hallelujah. Romans 13:11 says, and that knowing the time, that it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Hallelujah. There is so much into where I was coming from with this treading upon Satan, treading him under our feet. That, you know, even when you're seeking the mind of God, you're seeking the will of God, you're seeking the heart of God, and we're always continually pushing forth the messages of repentance, pushing forth the messages of forgiveness, pushing forth the messages of love. These are the things that the devil would have you try not to embrace. He would rather you to avoid it, avoid things that's going to help you draw closer to God. He is an enemy. You know, if when you think with the mind of the world, you know, a tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye, you know, to retaliate and to be vindictive and respond in the way of the world, you're missing God. You're missing God's heart. You're missing God's mind, my God, for unity. You're missing God's mind to keep us aware of the source, of the motive, of what's causing it. My God, of what's causing the disunity, what's causing the conflicts, what's causing the betrayals, the things that occur within the body of believers. You know, we were always told that the church is a hospital, that the people that come here, you know, they're the ones that are sick, that need a physician. They're the ones that need help. And it's the devil's agenda to tell you that, oh, I find that there's nothing wrong to my God, be stuck, my God, in the mentality of a routine. You know, and we're also told that if you keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, my God, that is insanity. There's no way, my God, that you can, my God, expect change if you're not changing from within. Come on, somebody. There's no way that you can expect changes to actually occur if you're not changing within. Oh, my God. My God, the stubbornness. I mean, the resistance, my God, to have a heart of compassion and empathy. These are the things, the fruit and the root of an enemy who does not want us to have love. He doesn't want us to have, when you say love, it's like it hurts him, it vexes him to love, to walk in peace, to walk in unity and harmony. These are the things that the enemy, he wants to trample on. He wants to put us beneath him. He knows he's already defeated, but that's his heart towards us. Now, I read you his beginning when he was all beautiful and everything, so let me read his end. Revelation chapter 20, hallelujah, verses 1 through 3, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It says, and I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. verse 3, and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. Oh, yes. But we're going to go ahead and travel and jump to chapter 20, verse 7 through 10. It says, and when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. Verse 9, and they went up on the breast of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Verse 10, the golden scripture, it says that the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Hallelujah. It is the will of God that our foe ultimately is defeated. I mean, I'm talking about distinguished. I'm talking about gone. I'm talking about no more active in our lives. Hallelujah. In our future. It is God's will that our foe ultimately is overcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give God a praise. That's a good place right there to give him a shout of victory. Lord, that what we can't do, God has already taken care of. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're fighting a defeated foe. Hallelujah. The things he's trying to throw our way, the things he's trying to do to cause a wedge between us. My God, the things he's trying to keep us locked in our memories of our past. My God, that same devil has already been declared doomed. He's been already declared and decreed, my God, defeated. Hallelujah. God has taken care of him. God has already taken care, hallelujah, of our enemy. Hallelujah. And we know it's a difficult thing to overcome yourself, to overcome your flesh, to overcome the world, and to overcome the devil. But know that he is defeated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God showed us what he thought about him when he kicked him out, and he also judged him. So I want to encourage you tonight as we're going forward in the Lord, seeking him and dying out to ourselves, feeling like we're being crucified on our crosses, let God have his way. Hallelujah. Let God have his way so that we can be more like Jesus the Christ. He said the devil didn't have anything in him. Hallelujah. There was nothing he could find in Jesus because there was nothing of iniquity, of wickedness, of sin in Jesus. Hallelujah. And he is our perfect example. So I just want to say, Lord, I thank you for this message. I pray, oh God, hallelujah, that we will be reminded that the devil is under our feet. Hallelujah. Oh God, we'll be reminded, Lord God, hallelujah, the source, oh God, of the jealousy that comes our way, the source of the envy, the source of the competition and the things that are crafty and underhanded and of sabotage that comes from the enemy. He is the source sitting behind the scenes, my God, wishing and craving and desiring to steal and to kill and to destroy. Hallelujah, God. And we pray, oh God, you continue to guard our hearts and minds, oh God. Continue to purge us and purify us and prune us, those ugly things in our nature, those ugly things in our character and our attitude, you know, that we want to be right and we think we're right. And my God, those things we feel we already know and that we can't learn anymore. God, help us, my God, to grow in grace, oh God, to grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for this, you know, this measure of you know, word and wisdom and knowledge to share, God. Hallelujah. I pray that it comforts hearts to know that, yeah, he's not just your enemy. He's the enemy of humanity. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, and that you will continue to defend us and be a wall of protection about us. Lord, I pray you continue to loose your mighty angels, oh, God, to defend us, oh, God, and to protect us and fight in the heavenlies, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, as the enemy tries to, he wants to come against our soul. He wants to come against the peace you want us to have. God, you will begin to send the reinforcement angels, oh, God, to fight, my God, the principalities, to fight the spiritual wickedness in high places, to fight the rulers of the darkness of this world. My God, as we continue to pray and to seek you, oh, God, and to humble ourselves, Lord God, hallelujah, to not walk in pride or walk with a self self-arrogance, oh God, of who we think we are, God, but to become more like Jesus Christ, Lord. Help us to keep an awareness and a sensitivity to the devil's devices, Lord, that we can watch and we can pray, oh God, and we can be sensitive, oh God, to the red flags, oh God. We can pay attention, Lord God, to your nudgings and your urgings and the check you put in our spirit, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh God, to be careful and mindful, oh God, and alert and aware. And I thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. And you said in your word, oh God, you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. And I bless you. I pray that everyone was blessed by this message. And God, we put it all in your hands, that you'll be glorified in it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Wonderful word. I want to pray for you, woman of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray a hedge of protection around about this woman of God of valor, of choice to choose today, Lord, to speak the word of truth. Lord, we protect her. Lord, we bind any attack, any adversary that comes against her for speaking the truth right now, that, Lord, is already bound. We put our foot on it right now and declare freedom right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And all in agreement says amen. I wanted to go there, and I wanted to pray first because it takes courage to speak the truth. And we want to always talk about hope and faith. Well, those are good messages, and we need to talk about those. But we need to get down to the what I like to say, the nitty gritty. And you hit it tonight. So I'm blessed. I've been taught. I've taken some notes, and I will be listening to the archives. Anyone else want to join the conversation, give Minister Charlene a shout out? This is the time. Go ahead and dial one right now. We'll bring you on in. Bless you, woman of God. That was awesome.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. I always know my first number one dialer. Minister Terry, welcome to Women Speak Now with Minister Charlene.
Good evening, my beautiful family. Good evening, beautiful Minister Charlene.
Praise the Lord.
I tell you. Pastor, I touch and agree with you that it takes a lot of courage, too, because this is the truth, you know. A lot of times people don't know Satan. They don't know he can get into people right in front of you. He can get into your families and friends, you know, because that's why we have to just stay encouraged. And I'd appreciate you, sister, for putting all these scriptures out here and just giving us that picture of what we're up against, what we're dealing with daily and constantly, because you said something, too, that what we pay attention to, what we give our attention to, that's what takes over us. So we have to make sure we keep our focus on Jesus and just praise him. You know, praise him. I praise him to keep him away from me because he will. He'll try and jump in you. We all, as long as we're in this human flesh, he will attempt to jump in us. But we have to rebuke him. And like you say, sin is around. And yes, and you said he wants us. He wants us to backslide. When you're reaching up to get closer to Jesus, he wants you to backslide. But what you have to do is use that weapon, his word. His word is that weapon to fight him off. Yes, glory to God, because I tell you, this message is real. Oh, Jesus. And it has to be shared. I thank God for the archives. I thank God for you being a vessel to bring this message. And I just thank God you kept it real. I love you, family. God bless you. God keep you. And you keep doing what he has called you to do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Amen. Anybody else? Come on. You got a few more minutes. Go ahead and dial one. Come on into the conversation with Minister Charlene and myself. As I said, if no one else dials one, it seems like everybody a little afraid. And we are. The board is full tonight, and I know we're getting very the online listeners have really grown. We're thanking God for that increase. We're thanking God for each and every one that sows into this ministry, your time, your effort, your finances. I want to pray right now that every seed sown has been already returned in great harvest to you, and whatever form, fashion, or form God has done it, I know he has filled your cup. So we thank you tonight for that. Closing remarks from you, Minister Charlene.
Yes, it wasn't easy actually to bring out this message because I was thinking, like, you know, when people say, oh, don't talk about Satan, don't talk about Satan. But it was, I felt a conviction to speak about this. So I said, Lord, I believe God will go before me and let it be like he wants it to be. Let it be, let what needs to be said like he wants it to be said. Because it's like, you know, I don't put myself out there like I'm challenging Satan. Oh, no. I put myself out there like, God, you want me to say this? Amen. I'm leaning on you, Jesus. It's like, Lord, it's, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he's a spirit. The devil is a spirit and God is a spirit, you know. And God desired to, my God, create humanity, and God came down that same way, in a unique way, to be our Savior and our Lamb and our Redeemer. So God put a spin on it, and he came here to rescue us from the power of the enemy, you know, and from sin. So I said, well, Lord, I thank you. As we're coming out of 2018, okay, if this is what you want me to say, if this is the title of the message, so be it.
Amen. Amen. That's what it's all about. That is what it's all about. Minister Carolyn said she was dialing one, but she hung up. We'll wait for her to call back in. Area code 251, last 46478. You're live on Women Speak Now with Minister Charlene.
Yes, and good evening, family, and God bless everyone. I wasn't.
Hey, Kimberly, how are you?
I'm blessed. I wasn't gonna say anything, but God told me go ahead and shout it out. And that message tonight was very powerful, very, very powerful. And I do walk on my faith, and I stand strong in it. And that message is very powerful to me, because I have been having to rebuke Satan very, 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 very often in the daily, every minute, every hour, every second of the day in my life currently right now. So I did receive that message, and I want to thank you for that message, and I thank God for you, because nobody knows really what I'm going through right now, but I ask that everybody keep me lifted in prayer, because this is a very trying time for me right now. But I'm going to stand strong. I'm going to stand strong. I'm going to tell that storm to get back. Get back.
And we're going
to
stand strong with you. And we're going to tell that storm to get back.
That.
And we're going to hold you up. We're going to embrace you.
That's right. That's why I'm speaking up. That's why I'm speaking
up. You are not
up.
Left alone. You are not alone. And you know we're, we link in that area. And I just, I'm grateful for God and what he's doing in your life. It's a transformation time for you. This don't look at the bad. Yeah. Look at that there's a reason why it's coming. I was telling somebody yesterday after Pastor Dwayne preached. He said, you a lie if you say you ain't going through. And I'll say even farther than that, if you're not being attacked, I might want to try to look at, am I doing the right thing for God? Because I might be doing what the devil want me to do, and he leaving me alone to my own devices. When you got a mark on your back and on your forehead, believe me, it's all coming. And I like something you said.
Yeah.
You're in a fight every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year, consistently. It does not quit. He's not going to stop. Oh, my God,
right.
Jesus. But Jesus, he lifted me. Jesus takes away that pain.
Yes.
So be in total encouragement.
Yes, I am. And I just wanted to thank you and let you know that message, you know, Pastor E, he's right on time. I mean, and it's like God is a current movement in my life, because Pastor E, you've been right on time. And like I texted you the other night, boy, you right on time. Right there in my face. The devil right in my face. I mean, he ready to fight me. But I tell you, God fights all my battles.
Come on now.
Let God handle it. God got to handle it. See, if I try to handle it, I'm not going to handle it right. But when God do it, he do it perfect. He handles it perfect for me.
Yes,
God fight all my battles. I got no business trying to handle what God can handle. I'm a child of God, a woman of God. So, right on time. Pastor E, I thank God for you, and woman of God, you delivered that message, and I feel my plate is full tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah. We love you.
Yes, it is. Yes, and I love you too. I love your family. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Yeah. That was dynamic. Thank you again, Minister Charlene, for your obedience. And no, the devil is a liar.
Look at your neighbor and say, the devil is a liar.
Oh, yeah, you better hold on to this song.
It's one of them songs you're going to ride down the street in the summer. You're going to... You're going to open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing it tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Said I'm gonna run on and see what the end's gonna be.
See what the end's gonna be.
I'm gonna hold on, yeah, till I get my victory. Say the devil is a lie.
Say the devil is.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Said the devil is a liar.
Said the devil is a liar.
So the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Listen, so I'm gonna stay here. Listen, y'all, I refuse to be run away.
Refuse to be run away.
I'm gonna wait here. And I'ma praise him every day. Hey, y'all say, say the devil is a liar. Say,
say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has is for me.
What
the Lord has right here, y'all say. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free. Gave it to me, darling. I want y'all to say this. And the truth has made me free. Y'all got it? Y'all got it? Let me hear you, church, one more time. Say, and the truth has made me free. Oh. You got it, Joe? Come on, one more time. Say, and the truth has made me set free. Thank y'all for coming tonight.